我们主给我们的恩典真的是何等的丰富。
How full and great the grace from our God.
我们可以带我们的罪来就近他。
That He allows us to come into His presence with our sins.
在主这里有完全的赦免。
For with Him there is complete forgiveness.
我们可以带着我们的忧、我们的苦来就近他。
We can bring our grief and sorrow to Him.
他担当我们所有的忧患。
For He will carry all the burdens.
他负我们完全的责任。
And He is fully responsible.
愿早上我们真的是来到主面前，我们的心那样欢喜快乐。
Therefore, when we come to our Lord this morning, let us rejoice together.
我们在今天早上要继续交通到关于但以理的祷告。
And this morning, I will continue to share with you the intercession of Daniel.
我们曾经交通过但以理数常的祷告。
We talk about how the usual prayer manner of Daniel before.
什么叫做数常的祷告呢
？What does it mean to pray as usual?
就是当但以理遇到一个极大的压力。
That is when he encountered great pressure.
在王的面前，在这个命令的面前，没有一个人。能够向王以外任何人来祷告。
Because the king had this order that no one can pray to anyone other than the king himself.
若是去祷告的话，就要被丢在狮子坑里面。
If anybody violates that law, will be thrown into the lion's den.
但是但以理一日三次，他的窗户开向耶路撒冷。
However, for Daniel, he has this window in his room facing Jerusalem, so three times a day.
他祷告像数常一样。
He prayed just as usual.
这是但以理得胜的生命。
And that tells us his victorious life.
所以他在希伯来书十一章被列在得胜者的行列中。
That's why he was enlisted in the overcomers in the book of Hebrew.
圣经讲到堵住了狮子的口。
And Bible tells us he was the man who shut the mouth of the lion.
神亲自出来堵住了狮子的口。
God personally shut the mouth of the lion.
拯救了但以理。
And rescued Daniel.
这个见证一直在教会的里面是一个何等荣耀的彰显。
And that testimony has been such a glorious manifestation through the history of church.
我们一起来看一下但以理书第九章。
And this morning we want to look at Daniel chapter 9.
我们从这一章的圣经中一起来认识但以理他是怎么样来祷告的。
From this chapter we can learn from Daniel how he prayed.
请我们一起来读第九章第一节到第四节。
Let's read from 9 chapter 9 verse 1 to 4.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，也就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈求祈祷恳求，我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。好，我们一起来读一下耶利米书29章第十节。
Let's read Jeremiah 29 verse 10.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。我们看见他在祷告，他第一个，他在神的话语当中，他认识到耶利米所说的话。
Here we see Daniel understood from the scriptures.
那耶路撒冷荒凉的年数是70年。
That God has said the desolation of Jerusalem will last 70 years.
耶利米呢是大概是在约雅敬王在位第四年，也就是主前大约605年的时候，他传讲这样的一个预言。
And that was a prophecy prophesied by Jeremiah 608 years before Christ.
耶路撒冷荒凉的年日是70年。
It says the desolation will last 70 years.
所以呢，我们知道他讲完话以后，从公元大概606年是耶路撒冷第一次的被掳。
And about 606 BC, that was the first time people were captivated from Jerusalem.
所以整个圣城开始荒凉。
And the condition of the holy sanctuary became desolate.
到了主前 536年呢, 犹大人是第一次归回耶路撒冷。
Until 536 BC, that was the first time Jews returned to Jerusalem.
所以这个当中刚刚好是70年。
It was exactly 70 years, as God said.
耶利米告诉我们说，不单70年这个日子好像是神已经所定的。
And according to Jeremiah, God seems to have destined for 70 years.
那耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
And God indicated, my plans for you is to prosper you, not to harm you.
耶利米实在是一个先知。
Jeremiah was a man of God. He prophesied for God.
他从神那里得到那么清楚的一个指示。
Because he apparently received clear instruction from God.
得着了神的话。
He received words from the Lord.
我想这些神的话安慰这些被掳的百姓。
And these words comforted the hearts of those being captivated.
好像他们被掳是不得已的。
Yes. According to they could feel that they were involuntarily captivated.
但是神意念呢，是赐平安的意念。
However, the plans of God for him was to bless them.
神的意念不是降灾祸的意念。
Not to harm them.
神要他们在末后有指望。
And because he wants them to have hope at the end.
所以神也告诉他们说，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
That's why God said, you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
耶利米讲到说，耶和华说，我必被你们寻见。
And God said, I will be found by you.
我也必使你们被掳的人归回。
And I will bring you back from captivity.
我们曾经讲过，当神的荣耀要离开以色列，要离开圣城耶路撒冷的时候，他的心真的是那样的舍不得。
We talk about how God was so unwilling when he had to leave his presence out of Jerusalem.
但是神必须让他的子民接受管教。
But he had to discipline his people.
弟兄姊妹，神所爱的，他必管教。
God only disciplined those who he loves.
我们看见以色列整个国家好像亡了，整个被掳，这是一个何等悲惨的事情。
When you look at the condition of the entire Israel, how they were captivated and they were pretty much destroyed completely as a nation.
但是神借着耶利米告诉他们，神没有降灾祸的意念。
But through the prophet Jeremiah, God told them, my plans for you is not to harm you.
所以像哈巴古书里面告诉我们，先知看见一切这么荒凉，这么没有盼望。
And that's why prophet Habakkuk said, when he noticed the desolate condition of God's people and temple,
但是他因着耶和华的救恩而欢喜。
He said, I could still rejoice because of the salvation of the Lord.
这些先知们都是认识神的人。
These prophets are people who understood God.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们所羡慕的。
And this is something we envy to have.
也许我们发现说，今天无论我们的生活，我们整个的光景，好像是在一个很荒凉的情形。
Yes, if you look at yourself, you may say, you know, my condition is in desolation.
但是我们要知道，我们的神他只有赐平安的意念。
But make sure we know, from God, his plans are always to prosper us.
他没有降灾祸的意念。
Not to harm us.
但是我们今天怎么来面对这个环境呢？
But how do we deal with our difficulties?
我们怎么样从荒凉失败的里面蒙着恩典呢？
How can we receive God's grace in our failure?
我想今天我们看但以理的祷告。
Look at the prayer of Daniel.
他在被掳的人中。
He was one of the men among those who are captivated.
70年过去了。
70 years had passed.
好像所看见的是荒凉。
You look around, the condition was nothing but desolation.
是在一个被掳的国家里面。
We weren't captivated, we're now in a foreign land.
但是当但以理他听见，他看见耶利米所说的话。
But when Daniel looked upon the scriptures and realized what Jeremiah had promised.
因为神讲到 耶路撒冷荒凉的年日是70年。
Because God has said that the years will last 70 years.
这是有一个确定的日期。
So there was a sure date of recovery.
70年已经到了。
Now has come to the 70th year.
但以理他起来祷告。
So Daniel rose up and prayed.
他我便禁食，披麻蒙灰。
Therefore, he said, I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes.
他说，定义向主祈祷恳求。
And I prayed to the Lord my God.
他在这边的祷告，我们看见他认识这位神叫做大而可畏的神。
See, in his prayer, he realized the God to whom he prayed was this great and awesome God.
这位神呢，也是守约施慈爱的神。
He is all also the one who keeps his covenant of love.
今天我们看见，在这样的一个荒凉的情形的里面，他第一件事情，他回转到神的面前。
Therefore, in the desolate condition, the first thing Daniel did was to return to the Lord.
我们曾经交通过以斯拉的祷告。
We shared about the prayer of Ezra before.
你因西米的祷告。
And the prayer of Nehemiah.
当他们在恢复的当中，他们来到神的面前。
And when they tried to be restored, they came to God.
他们首先站在神儿女的地位上。
And what they did first was to stand at the position of entire people of God.
他们说我们犯了罪。
And he confessed that we have sinned.
在这边我们看见但以理说我们犯罪作孽。行恶叛逆偏离你诫命典章。
He said, "We have sinned against you. We have been away from your teaching and commandments."
他第一个愿意回转到神的面前。
So the first thing he did was to return to God.
所有被掳的原因是因为以色列的百姓他们离弃了神。
The only reason why they would be taken by foreigners because they rebelled against God.
所以他认识并不是神定义要来降灾祸给他们。
Therefore, Daniel understood it wasn't God's idea to discipline them like that.
不是神不爱他的百姓。
It wasn't because God did not love his people.
那是正因为神爱他的子民。
It's actually because God loves them.
所以神好像心里那么的痛，但是呢，必须许可他们被掳。
Therefore, with great greed, God allowed them to be captivated.
所以我们看见说，今天要从一个被掳的情形中得着神的拯救。
Therefore, in order to be rescued by God in the condition of rebel,
第一件是什么呢？
What should we do first?
他们必须认罪悔改。
Is to confess and repent.
那但以理他是说我们的罪孽甚重。
And Daniel says, we have sinned and done wrong.
他们看见说是他和神的百姓是连接在一起的。
He saw about how he was united with his people.
也许我们说但以理你是一个得胜者啊。
Maybe we can say, Daniel, you are a overcomer.
也许以色列的百姓他们有许多的荒凉和失败。
Yes, the rest of Israelites are wicked and they are in weakness.
但是从他被掳的时候他就是一个得胜者。
Daniel was the overcomer from the beginning to the end.
他在被掳之地是被分别出来的。
And he was the one who was separated for God.
他的祷告像素常一样，这是一个得胜的见证。
He prayed as usual, regardless of anything that happened. He was a victorious witness.
当是当但以理他来到神面前祷告的时候。
But when Daniel came to God and prayed,
他没有看见他自己的得胜。
He did not see him being an overcomer.
哦，他说我们犯了罪。
Instead, he said, "We have sinned and done wrong."
好像每一个祷告的人，我们发现他们都是站在这样的一个地位上。
And you notice every man of prayer stands at a position like that.
我们犯了罪。
They confess that we have sinned.
我想但以理里面没有任何一点的感觉，就是说，我。我是站在神儿女的地位上。
And Daniel did not pray as if he was just he pray on behalf of the rest of the people.
好像说这不是我犯罪，但是我是站在他们的位置上，所以我说我们犯了罪。
His tone is not like that. You know, actually, it's not my problem; it's their problem. But I will pray for them.
不是的。
No, it's not like that.
他真的从心里面说，神啊，我们犯了罪。
Instead, from the bottom of his heart, he confessed that we have sinned and done wrong.
什么时候我们要从一个荒凉的情形中，从一个被掳的情形中得着释放，得着拯救？
Therefore, any time if we desire to be delivered from our desolation,
第一件事，我们需要承认我们自己的罪。
The first thing is to confess that we have sinned.
神啊，我犯了罪。
Oh God, I have sinned.
我得罪了你。
I have sinned against you.
神在这里给我们何等清楚的应许。
And God has given us such a clear promise.
我们呼求他，祷告他。
Whenever we call upon His name, we seek Him.
我们愿意寻求他。
When we try to find Him,
他说我们寻求他，就必寻见他。
He said, "If you seek Me, you will find Me."
他要把我们从被掳之地带回来。
He wants to bring us out of captivity.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪。
And Bible tells us, if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is just and righteous.
他要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive us. Of us of our iniquity,
洗净我们一切的不义
and washes clean with all the righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神给我们一个根基是站在他的公义和信实上面。
God has given us a foundation upon which we can stand, that is His righteousness.
也就是说他把所有工作做成了。
Which means He has done it all for us.
这是一个公义的根基。
This is a foundation of righteousness.
是那么的稳固。
It's very sure and secure.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
只要我们回转到神的面前。
Just return to the Lord.
我想这就是我们蒙恩的第一步。
And I think that's the first step to be saved.
我们必须认识到今天神许可很多的情形发生。
We have to realize God allows many things to happen today.
他是要赐恩，他是要把平安赐给我们。
And the reason for those things that is because He wants to prosper us.
他要把他的生命，把他的永远的心意做成在我们的身上。
He wants to accomplish His perfect and good will upon us.
这是我们的神。
This is the kind of God we have.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须来认识我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to know what kind of God we have.
我们才知道怎么来向他祷告。
Then we will know how to pray to Him.
我们看见但以理实在是认识神。
Look at Daniel, he surely knew what God was like.
所以他第一个来到神面前，他认自己的罪。
Therefore, first thing he did was to come to God and confess his own sin.
哦，他披麻蒙灰。
And he was in sackcloth and in ashes.
他向神祈祷。
He pleaded to God in prayer and petition.
他讲到这位神是大而可畏的神。
And he acknowledged that God is great and awesome God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一起来读这个第九章。
When you read this chapter 9,
我们可以看到很多的地方。
You see in many places.
来认识但以理他是怎么来认识这位神的。
And we can learn from Daniel how he knows this God.
他说这位神呢是大而可畏的。
He said this God we have is great and awesome.
那这位神呢又是守约施慈爱的。
But he also is this God who keeps his covenant with love.
这位神呢他认识说他是公义的神。
And he also knows.He is a God of righteousness.
但他里面又讲了，这位神呢是充满了怜悯的神。
On the other hand, he knows this God is full of mercy and love.
也许我们看见但以理讲的，好像有许许多多，都是说到神，可是呢，好像这个性情在我们的身上是没有办法放在一起的。
And you see the characters or nature he mentioned here about God is something you don't see on a man.
你讲到大而可畏。
You say someone is great and awesome.
就我们天然人来讲。
And according to our natural man,
我们觉得大而可畏，我们会远远的逃避。
What do we do when we face someone that's great and awesome? We try to flee away from that person.
但是如果你讲到守约施慈爱，
but if you say someone who is filled with love and kindness,
满了恩典，满了怜悯，
full of mercy and grace, keeps his covenant of love,
是我们每一个人都可以来亲近的。
Then you feel that you can come to this person.
他讲到我们的神是那位审判的神。
And here Daniel says this God is God of judgment too.
他是公义，他是审判的神。
He's God of righteousness.Who judges?
但是呢，我们的神又是充满了怜悯。
But on the other hand, He is God of mercy and kindness.
常常在我们的一生的经历当中
，and in our walk with the Lord,
的确我们有许许多多的稀奇。
Yes, many times we are amazed.
到底这位神是怎么样的一位神
？Amazed about what kind of God we have.
我们也发现说，可能我们信主了很久。
Or sometimes we may become a Christian for years.
有的时候，我们站在这个神。慈爱的这一面。
Sometimes we choose to stand on the side that God is loving and kind.
啊，神就是爱。
God is love.
爱能遮掩所有的罪。
And His love will cover all the sins I have.
好像我们就完全就是站在爱和恩典的这里面。
Then we can always stand on the position of His love and grace.
的确，这是神的生命和性情。
Indeed, that is God's nature.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神要把这个爱从我们身上能够活出来、彰显出来。
And God desires for us to live out this love of His.
在爱里面，在恩典的里面。我们白白得着完全的赦免。
And we receive free salvation and complete forgiveness in His love and grace.
但是我们也不要忘了。
But don't forget at the same time.
我们的神是公义的神。
That He is a righteous God.
他是施行审判的那一位。
He is the one who judges.
所以呢，有些人又比较偏重在神的公义这一面。
Therefore, some people may pay more attention to that God is a righteous God.
当他读到主耶稣。对着那些兑换银钱的人在店里面做买卖，主耶稣把桌子都推翻了。
When people read about how Jesus turned the table of those merchants who were doing trades and a money exchange,
啊，有些人就觉得说，是的，要执行神的公义。
And people felt that yes, we have to carry out justice in God's house.
不能有任何的妥协。
We will not compromise.
啊，要厉害的对付。
We'll deal with these things harshly.
的确站在神的公义的那一面。
Yes, if you stand at the position that God is righteous,
是绝对不能容让罪恶的。
And that we will not even tolerate any bit of sin.
神他必定会有审判的。
Because God will surely judge.
我们的神他的确是那位正直完全公义的神。
Yes, our God is all upright and absolutely righteous.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
很多的时候我们或站这一边或站这一边。
Many times we can choose at one side.
也许有的时候我们爱多一点。
Sometimes maybe we choose to be more loving.
也许我们可以好像对一些事情妥协一点。
Sometimes we are so loving and we can compromise a little.
有时候我们觉得说我们应该更多的公义。
And but the other time we may choose to become more righteous.
但是也许呢这个爱就觉得好像少了一点。
But when we do that, it seems like we are lack of love.
但是我们要认识到。
But we have to come to know this.
神是公义。
God is a righteous God.
他的公义是百分之百的公义。
And His righteous standard is 100%.
神是慈爱的神。
On the other hand, God is the loving God.
他的爱是百分之百的爱。
And His love is also 100%.
但是这两个只有在十字架能够相会。
And these two extremes can only become reconciled on the cross.
只有在钉十字架的基督身上能够彰显出来。
Can be only reconciled on the crucified Christ.
今天在我们天然生命里面。
In our natural man.
我们找不到这个。
You can't find that reconciliation.
我们有的时候照做觉得说啊神的爱是宝贵的。
Sometimes we say, oh, how great is God's love.
但是我们很难讲说要按着公平公义来审判。
But we can, standing in that love,and judge fairly.
有时候我们找着神是那位公义的神。
Sometimes we feel that God is so righteous.
但是当我们在说很严厉话的时候，你发现说好像没有摸着神那个舍命的大爱。
But when we say our words harshly according to His justice, then you can feel the love in you.
啊，我们需要主来怜悯我们。
So we need to have God's mercy upon us.
因为这样的生命性情不在我们天然生命里面找
着。Because it's not from our natural person we have that kind of character.
只有在十字架的那里。
It's only can be found on the cross.
我们的神是完全公义的神。
Because there, God is all righteous.
他不能以把有罪的当作是无罪的。
He cannot forgive us because He loves us.
所以他必须要来审判。
So He had to judge.
但是所有的审判是落在他儿子的身上。
Yet this judgment falls completely upon His own Son.
我们的神他是全爱的神。
Because our God is all loving.
他在他的爱的里面是没有一点点能够打折扣的。
And therefore, this love is 100% without any discount.
所以在他的爱里面，他能够完全接纳我们。
So he can accept us completely in his love.
我们在第九章里面，弟兄姊妹，我们可以大家自己好好的读一下。
And please.Pay attention to chapter 9 at your own time.
我们看见但以理实在是认识这位神。
From here, you can see Daniel is truly a man who knows God.
啊，当我们读的时候觉得那么的稀奇。
And you are so amazed when you read it.
讲到这位神是大而可畏的。
And it talks about how this God is great and awesome.
这位神是信实的。
And how is all faithful.
这位神是公义公正的。
How he is righteous and fair.
这位神是满了怜悯而且赦罪的神。
But also how he was filled with mercy and forgiveness.
啊，这位神呢，他是审判的神。
He also is a God who judges.
这位神他是大能的神。
And the God of all might.
弟兄姊妹，今天若是我们真的来认识我们的神。
If we truly know our God.
实在是我们会觉得何等的宝贵。
Then we will cherish him.
今天我们能够回到他的面前
We can return to him
因为神爱我们
Because we know that he loves us
但是他必须把他的工作做成在我们身上
But he has to do his work upon us
神要我们回转
First he wants us to repent
要我们承认我们自己的光景
To confess our true condition
神向我们是施恩的是要赐平安的
He has plans for us to prosper us to give us grace
我们的心要感谢主
So we need to give him thanks for that
我想今天要让神的生命能够成就在我们的身上
And in order for God's life to be seen and done upon us
那今天若是能够让主的生命活出来
In, so if we can let God's life be lived out
很多时候你自己都会觉得很稀奇的
you'll be so surprised sometimes
啊，怎么是这个样子
say wow how come it's like this
在很多的家庭里面
and in our family life
有人讲说这个是严父慈母
some people say it has to be a harsh dad paired up with a loving mom
那有的家庭呢是严母慈父
some families are the other way around they have a harsher mom but very loving daddy
好像在我们身上也常常都是这个有所深浅取舍
And then you can see that conflict nature upon yourself.
但是主要我们回到十架的面前。
But regardless, God said, "Come to my cross."
认识他的心意。
Come to know me.
认识他的道路。
Come to know my way of doing things.
那当我们找着了，这是一条何等蒙福的路。
And when we find that way, we are so blessed.
我们可以得着完全的赦免。
Because we know we can have complete forgiveness.
我们只需要回转。
The only thing I have to do is to return to Him.
承认我们的光景。
Confess that my condition is like this.
认我们的罪。
Confess I have sinned.
我想当我们看见但以理他是怎么样在神的面前那样的祷告。
And you see how Daniel prayed before God.
他站在所有神儿女的地位，他们是完全连接在一起的。
He prayed as if he was one of children of God.
我们犯罪作孽。
He said, we have sinned and done wrong.
哦，他向神来祷告。
So he prayed like that.
我们一起来读一下17节到第19节。
Let's continue by reading chapter 9, verse 17 to 19 of Daniel.
我们的神啊，现在你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。我的神啊，求你侧耳听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃是因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延。我的神啊，因这城和这名都是称为你名下的。所以我们从第九章里面但以理的祷告，我们认识几个重要的点。
Therefore, we can learn a few important points through this chapter.
第一个
First,
他必须要认罪悔改。
First, Daniel has to confess.
以色列整个以色列的百姓必须要认罪悔改。
Entire Israelites have to confess their sin and repent.
这才能从他们荒凉被掳的光景中能够被拯救出来。
That's how they can be delivered out of their desolation.
只要从他们被掳的原因里面能够被释放出来。
They can be rescued out of the cause, the root of the cause of their captivity.
第二个
Secondly,
他必须认识神的生命和性情。
They have to know God's nature and life.
我们在神的生命和性情认识的里面，我们来向神祷告。
In that acknowledgement of how God is, we can pray.
我们不需要惧怕。
We don't have to be afraid.
说神是大而可畏的，我们就害怕不来到神面前。
We shouldn't be afraid just because we know He's great and awesome.
因为他是守约施慈爱。
Because He also is the one who keeps the covenant of love.
因为他是充满怜悯的。
He is filled with mercy.
但是另外一点，我们不能因为我们的神是充满慈爱的，好像我们可以任意妄为。
But on the other hand, we cannot just rebel and do whatever we want because we know God is love.
我们的神是公义的神。
Because God is also righteous.
他是行审判的神。
He judges.
他是大能的神。
He's the Almighty God.
我们必须要敬畏他。
So we have to have fear toward Him.
是的，我们怕神，我们里面对所有其他的事，我们就没有惧怕。
Once we have true fear toward God, then we will not be afraid of anything or anybody else.
但是我们的神是叫我们敬畏，这恩典叫我们畏惧恩典，又把这个畏惧拿掉。
On one hand, the grace made us be afraid, but on the other hand, the grace takes away our fear.
恩典让我们知道神的伟大。
Grace makes us know the great God we have.
恩典也叫我们能够来亲近神。
Also enables us to come close to Him.
啊，这是太奇妙了。
Isn't that marvelous?
那这些都是真实的，在神的儿女身上，就在我们的里面。
And these are the true experience of children of God happen right within us.
当我们里面真实蒙遇见主，我们蒙到一个大的恩典。
Many times when we truly encounter Him or blessed by Him.
哦，在这位圣洁主的面前。
In the presence of this holy God.
在他的荣耀的光中。
In His glorious light.
啊，我们里面是有一个惧怕。
Yes, we will have a fear.
因为我们是这样的污秽。
Because we know we are so wicked and filthy.
我们整个人是这么的败坏。
I'm so bad.
我们怎么可能在圣洁的光中来侍立呢
？How can I stay in the presence of His holiness？
哦，他是全能的神。
He's the Almighty God。
但是另外一面
But on the other hand,
啊，当我们来的时候，
when we come to him,
真的里面充满了主的怜悯和慈爱，
and our hearts are filled with his love and mercy,
他是这位爱我们的主，
we realize that how he has loved us,
为我们舍命的神，
how he laid down his life for us,
哦，这个吸引我们来就近他，
and this love has drawn us closer.
我想但以理他认识神是怎么样的一位神，
so Daniel was a man who realized what kind of God we have.
所以他来到神的面前祷告，
so he came to God and he prayed.
那我们刚刚从十七节到第十九节，
and from verse 17 to 19,
我不知道大家读的时候有没有发现一个点，
I don't know, when you were reading it, did you notice one thing?
他好像在祷告之后不是为但以理说，不是为着他自己祷告，也不是说为着他的同伴百姓好像来求什么东西。
Have you noticed? He wasn't praying as if he was pleading for himself or his people.
他讲到说这是为着神你自己。
Instead he said, it's for your sake, O Lord.
为你自己。
For yourself, for your own sake, God.
这个是很奇妙的。
Isn't that amazing?
为着你的名的缘故。
For the sake of your name, God.
所以今天祷告他抓到了一个非常重要的点。
So he focused on something very important here in his prayer.
神是他祷告的中心。
God is the center of this prayer.
很多时候我们祷告，我们觉得要求这个，要求那个。
Many times when we pray, we ask for this or we ask for that.
也许祷告了好多。
We may have a long list of prayer requests.
但是最后祷告的中心呢，还是我们自己。
But if you look through it, the center of our prayer is usually ourselves.
主啊，我有这个需要。
Oh Lord, right now I have this need.
求你为我预备。
Please prepare for me.
哎，我有这个考试，求你帮助我。
An examination is coming up. Please help me, Lord.
甚至我们为着教会祷告说啊，我们需要一个聚会的地方。
Oh, for the church, we say, Lord, we need a location of me for meeting.
啊，我们需要得着更多的人。
Lord, we need to obtain more people.
也许这些祷告的确都是很好的。
Yes, these are good prayers.
但是但以理的祷告，你发现好像不太一样。
But if you look at Daniel's prayer, it's quite different.
他是为着神啊，为着你自己哎。
He was saying, Lord, for your own sake.
所以他祷告，神是他祷告的中心。
So when he prayed, God is the center of the prayer.
的确，神的百姓在荒凉的里面，在被掳的里面，他真的是需要神来拯救他们。
Yes, actually, the people of God was in captivity. They need desperately God's deliverance.
但是今天要神伸手来拯救，不是为着以色列的百姓。
But when they ask God to stretch out His hand and deliver them, it's not for their own sake.
是为着神的圣名。
But for your name's sake, Lord.
为着神的自己。
For your own self.Jesus,
他祷告到说你的城
He said, it's your city,
你的圣山
your holy hill,
你的子民
your people,
你荒凉的圣所
your desolate sanctuary,、
啊、这都是神的、啊、
Lord, these are all yours.
所以当他在祷告的时候好像看见说我不是在为我们自己来求什么、欸、
So he understood when he prayed, he wasn't just praying for himself.
神啊，这是你的圣名。
He said, Lord, this is the one who bears that your name.
这是你的圣所。
The place that bears your name.
啊，当他这样在神面前祷告的时
候。When he prayed like that.
神是他祷告的中心。
God was the center of his prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的代祷者。
And he was a true intercessor.
这是神今天借着但以理的祷告所要教导我们的。
And through the prayer of Daniel, God wants to teach us something.
当我们真的是把神放在我们祷告的中心。
That is when we put God as the center of our request.
因为发现神是何等的快速，那样的急着要来答应我们的。
Then you will discover that God will come and answer this prayer quickly.
所以主耶稣教导我们要先求神的国和神的义。
That's why Jesus taught us to pray like this. First, seek the kingdom of His, the kingdom and seek God and His kingdom.
所以这一切都要加给你们。
Then all you need will be added unto you.
我们要先求他的国和他的义。
So first, seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Then we pray, the Lord, may all honor your name.
今天我们不是以我们自己为中心。
We are not praying for ourselves.
神啊，为着你自己的缘故。
Oh Lord, for your own sake.
为着你自己的缘故。
For your sake, Lord.
求你光照你荒凉的圣所。
Please shine light upon your desolate sanctuary.
哦，教会需要起来祷告。
The church needs to rise up and pray like that.
一面我们看见我们自己的荒凉。
On one hand, we see our own desolation.
我们向神悔改。
And we repent before God for that.
是我自己犯罪得罪了。
Oh Lord, I have sinned against you.
是我们自己，我就是这个。 原因。
I am the reason for the desolation.
哦，我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need to ask God to have mercy on us.
我们的神是守约是慈爱。
And God is the one who keeps the covenant of love.
他是信实的那一位。
He is the faithful God.
他是公义的那一位。
He's the righteous God.
他是满有恩典和怜悯的那一位。
He's God filled with mercy and love.
我们可以来到他的面
前。So we can always come.
我们里面坦然无惧，没有任何的惧怕。
Without any fear, come boldly.
但是我们又带着一个敬畏的心。
Come with a reverent heart.
我们求主他复兴他自己的工作。
And the Lord, please revive your own work.
我们再把十七到十九节我们读一下。
Let's read again verses 17 to 19.
我们的神啊，现在你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求。为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所，我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的意，乃因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延，我的神啊，因这城和这名都是称为你名下的，这个城和这个名都是称为神的名下的。
The city and people bear God's name.
所以神必须他自己要负起这个责任来。
That's why God has to take charge.
我们读一下二十一节。
Let's continue read verse 21.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。我们有没有看见当但以理他这么样祷告的时候？
Have you noticed when Daniel prayed like that?
我正祷告的时候。
Here says while I was still in prayer.
我想这样的一个祷告。
And the prayer that he had.
真的摸着了神的心。
Touched the heart of God.
那这样一个祷告，神是必定有快速的回应。
Therefore God responded quickly.
在异象中所见的那位加百列。
Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision.
那会报大喜信息的这位天使。
Gabriel, who always reported the great tidings.
奉命迅速飞来。
Came to me in swift flight.
他献晚祭的时候按手在但以理的身上。
And lay his hand upon me about the time of the evening sacrifice.
神是那么的迫切把他的心意能够成就。
That God was so desperate to accomplish his heart.
但是神在等着人向他来祷告。
All God was doing is to wait for us to pray to him like that.
若是但以理他没有回到神的话里面。
If Daniel did not go back to read the word of God.
他没有读到耶利米书说耶路撒冷荒凉的日子七十年是要满了。
If he didn't read the scripture telling him that God has promised that desolation only lasts 70 years.
神也许他没有办法来做成他的工作。
Then God couldn't have done it this way.
但是但以理他读神的话。
But Daniel was a man who studies the word of God.
哦，他认识了神的心意。
He realized what God wanted to do.
但是这个还不够。
But that wasn't enough by knowing.
但以理他悔改在神的面前。
He also prayed and repented before God.
禁食，他披麻蒙灰。
He fasted and he was in sackcloth and ashes.
他在神的面前迫切的祷告。
And he prayed earnestly before God.
哦，因着他这样的一个祷告。
And because of his prayer,
真的是摸着了神的心。
God's heart was touched.
我们知道说神他必定要做成他的工作。
And we know God must accomplish what he has intended to do.
所以七十年时候到了。
So the time has come for the 70 years.
神就带领以色列的百姓能够归回到耶路撒冷。
God brought his people back to Jerusalem as promised.
我们从以斯拉从尼希米记的里面我们看见的是这批归回的子民。
And from the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, we saw the people that returned, the remnants.
这些渔民是不容易的。
These remnants had a hard life.
这些渔民也代表着得胜者。
They also represented overcomers.
但是我们知道在被掳的人中
But we all know among the captivated ones
但以理的祷告
The prayer of Daniel
是有何等大的影响力量
Such a great impact of God's deed
让神的心真的是那么的被震动
And God's heart was shaken by his prayer
差遣他的天使
So he sent his own angel Gabriel
快速的前来
To in sweet flight came to him.
撒人真的把他的子民带回到耶路撒冷。
And at the end, God did bring His own people back to Jerusalem.
我们也看见但以利可能在一个非常非常年老的日子当中。
And by the time they returned to Jerusalem, Daniel was very old.
但是他也在这些归回的子民的里面。
But he was one of the remnants.
你看见了，在众多的名字当中，哎呀，有一个名字叫做但以利。
If you read carefully.They mentioned several names of those who returned, and Daniel was one of them. Let us pray before the Lord.
We believe God is working in us.
And we believe God is working among us right now.
他的灵正在我们里面感动。
And His Spirit is urging within us.
但愿早上我们都回转到他的里面面前。
May we all return to the Lord this morning.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一段的时间，好不好？我们同声开口，在主面前祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we like to spend some time to pray before the Lord. Let's just pray together.
我们承认我们自己的光景。
Let us confess our condition.
我们带我们的罪来就近他。
Let's come to God with our own sins.
带着我们所有的忧，所有的苦。
With all our griefs and sorrows.
哦，来到这位爱我们的神。
Come to our God who loves us dearly.
赞美主。
主啊，
谢谢我们的主，你是听祷告的神。
We thank you, for you are the God who listens to prayer.
你必定要快速把你的心意成就。
And you will quickly accomplish your purpose on your people.
不叫我们停止祷告。
Don't allow us to cease prayer.
直到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem becomes a place full of praises.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.